Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Speak Your Mind Radio with your host Brenda Williams. Every Thursday night, world topics, interviews you won't hear anywhere else. Let's go. 347-857-3692. You're on the line now with the beautiful, talented author Brenda Williams.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Speak Your Mind Radio. My name is Brenda Williams. I'm your host. We have a hot topic tonight. Our topic is, should teachers be allowed to discipline your children in school? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and open up our lines one by one, and I just want your honest opinion. Should teachers be able to discipline your children in school? O107, I have you on the line with Brenda Williams, Speak Your Mind Radio. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good, Brenda. How you doing?
I'm doing well. So you already know our topic tonight. It is, should the teachers be able to discipline your children? So before you answer the question, let me ask you, do you have children?
I have three kids.
Three kids? Okay, okay. And what's your thought on this? Do you think they should be able to discipline your children?
Oh, I was about to say, I call in every week. You don't know my voice by now?
I do. One of my regulars, I do.
Okay. But honestly, I do, you know. I believe in discipline. I don't believe in abuse, but I do believe in discipline. And, you know, if you look on Facebook and news and everything else, you see a lot of these kids getting outrageous. I just saw a middle school actually grab a teacher and wrestle them down. They're trying to literally fight the teacher just the other day. And there's part of the problem is these kids know the teachers can't do anything. And by they knowing the teachers can't do anything, they act up worse. If they knew the teachers probably could do something, they wouldn't. I don't think they would act that bad. And again, I don't believe in abuse, but discipline, yeah, I think they should.
Okay, so I mean, when you say as far as, you know, yes to a certain extent, and I'll tell you the reason why I'm having this topic. There was a couple of different incidents, recent incidents that happened that kind of have me kind of in an uproar. One of the main things that happened was it was a five-year-old, and he was taken out, you know, he was taken out basically and arrested, you know, because he apparently, when the principal bent down, he punched her and supposedly hit somebody. But when you think of a five-year-old, you think last year he was four, the year before that he was three, then he was two, and then he was one. That discipline issues come from home. Now, this is another thing. There's two or three different things that have happened recently. Another big thing that has happened recently is there was that Facebook post going on about that little girl, and that was here locally in my state where he belittled her. He basically, they were doing a project. And this man verbally assaulted this little girl so bad that he didn't even have to put his hands on her. He basically told her she was stupid, she wasn't going to be nothing good for nothing but having babies. I mean, that to me, that man ought to be fired. Now, the biggest incident that really, really bothered me, that really, really had me on the edge, this was, again, locally here where I live. This was a seventh grader in middle school. And apparently the teacher got angry at something and decided to hit this little boy in his face with some school books. Now, yes, his face is bruised up. They had it on the news. This teacher did get arrested, which he should have been arrested. He did get arrested. But, you know, now this child is basically going to be, you know, bothered by this, and this is going to follow him. And where I live, see, I don't know exactly. I don't recall what state that you live in. But the state that I live in, when it's Greenville County, they basically, everything follows everything. So this incident follows that incident. This incident follows that incident. Not to say that it's going to be any bias on his part because of it, but now this is something that this kid has to experience. And this kid, because this kid was on the news, you know, that this kid has to deal with and his family has to deal with. And I just feel like, you know, for as much as going on in the world today, you know, it's bad enough really teachers don't get paid enough money. They really honestly don't get paid enough money to teach these kids. But the fact that this man, you know, yeah, they did fire him and he did get out of jail, but it's the point of my question is what did it come to this? At what point did this come? Because there was people and children protesting saying they wanted to bring this teacher back. You know, so that's my question as far as abuse. And if you think back to the olden days, there wasn't an option for you to decide whether or not you wanted your kids disciplined in school. It just happened. You think about it. Hit the child with a stick or whatever and send the child on their way.
But see, the first and foremost problem is, like you said, at home. You know, there's a lot of times no discipline at home. So if there's no discipline at home, you know, there's not going to be discipline at school or anything else. And the case you just got to be talking about, I heard about the case where the guy verbally assaulted that little girl. And a lot of people think abuse only comes physically, but abuse can be physically, emotionally, verbally, and everything else. To me, yes, that was abuse. To me, yes, he should have been fired, charged, and everything else. That was abuse. You don't talk to a child like that. Now, I didn't hear about the other case with the book. I didn't hear about the other case with the book, but at the same time, you know, book, hand, whatever, you don't hit a child in the face either. So in both of those cases, I agree, those was abuse. But, you know, like I was saying here, you know, one of my friends, you know, he was through for 1 year, only 1 year. That was last year. And he was a high school shop teacher. And he said he couldn't handle it. He said he couldn't do it. So the kids were so bad and everything else. So one day, one student, you know, teaching high school, he wanted to try him. And said he almost grabbed the boy and had to catch himself. And said he just couldn't do it. He said he couldn't handle it. He said he'll rather go back to driving trucks. You know, he got his CDL license. He started driving trucks again. And he just went to school, got his degree and everything else to teach. Did it 1 year and said he couldn't take it.
Yeah, it's crazy. To me, it's crazy, and it makes it 10 times worse when you have stuff like that. And my thing is like this, okay, there's already, you know, enough going on, and I honestly started to change the topic because of what's going on in Charlotte. I decided not to because I said I would leave it for another week. There's too many angry people right now. But the fact that our children have to go to school and they have to deal with all this crazy stuff, it makes no sense to me, and it's kind of hurtful. It's hurtful to the sense of it's not like they don't have enough to deal with. It's not like they don't have enough to deal with when they go to school these days. But now to have to deal with this, now to have to deal with teachers doing this, teachers harming them, teachers hitting them, teachers verbally abusing them, I'm going to tell you, there's a couple of people in this world that I can say that I would go to jail for. And I can tell you my number one source is my children. I've cussed out many of people for my children. I have went to a different level when it comes to my children. You know, because I know when I first moved down here to South Carolina, the lady would just come back and forth and say that my child was being disrespectful for not calling her ma'am. And I was like, well, you know, in New York, it's Mrs. Green, it's Mr. Green, it's not ma'am and sir. In New York, ma'am and sir is deemed to be rude. You're being sarcastic. So if we come from something different and we come from a different type of way, you can't sit here. And I told her, I said, you tell me in the rule book where it says my child must call you ma'am. Then we have a problem, because I know sometimes when I talk to people, I can come off very sarcastic. So I might ma'am you in a very sarcastic way. And I've listened to myself, you know, I've worked for call centers forever, and I've listened to myself on calls, and they had that same rule when I got here, you know, you had to say ma'am this and ma'am that. And then I was told don't say ma'am because it sounds very sarcastic. And to me, when somebody says ma'am, it's like ma'am, like did you hear what I said, ma'am? Mm. So, I don't know.
And see, you know, I'm from Alabama, and I'm from the South. I was born and raised here. And here, you know, it's not sarcastic. Here, it's courtesy, you know. They expect you to say, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. So, yeah, again, depending on where you're from, no different.
Well, I mean, to your parents, of course, it's yes, ma'am, yes, sir. So, but when it came to schools in New York, if you addressed the teachers by yes, ma'am, or yes, sir, it made it seem like you were disrespectful. But I'm going to go ahead and pick up another call. Was there anything else that you wanted to add? Or do you want to go ahead and stick with me for a little while?
I'll stick with you for a little while.
All right, let me see about getting another caller on. Callers, I see all of you on the line. If you want to speak, you need to press 1 for me to bring you in. 8140, I have you on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio. How are you this evening?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
I can hear you clearly.
Okay, okay. How you doing this evening?
I am blessed. I can't even complain. I'll be honest with you. I can't complain. I won't.
Well, that
it don't make no sense.
That's wonderful. I was really sitting here listening to you and the other gentleman where y'all were talking, and I mm-hmm. didn't know at the time that you had to pick up on my call. So I was like, can y'all hear me? But anyway, I just think that anywhere in America lately that we go, we're not safe. School, the doctor's office, I mean the Olympics, standing outside on the corner just chilling, you're not safe. But I'm not going to lie. If someone slaps my child, I don't care who it is, they're going to have a major problem. And violence is never the key, ever, but they're going to have a major problem because at the end of the day, most of the time that kids are being abused at school, they're always black. And I don't mean to make it a racist issue, but if you think back to, remember the little girl that, the little mixed baby, that was on the, they said she fell off the playground, but then they end up discovering that one of the older kids, well, they say one of the older kids did something to her, but I don't believe it. I believe a teacher did something to her. The little five-year-old girl with the red hair, do you remember that, Brenda?
Yes, I remember that.
Well, she came home with the, so me personally being the type of parent that I am, they hate to see me come. It doesn't matter where I'm at, but when it comes to your kids, you automatically turn into mama bear, mama lion, or whatever. I would have flipped totally out, because I wouldn't have been thinking about, okay, this is a school, whatever. I just would have flipped out. That was absolutely not right at all. So it's just getting to the point now where I don't feel like the kids are the biggest targets in the world, and I don't feel like they're safe anywhere. And I do feel like, yeah, she might have been fired or whatever the case may have been, but I believe they'll give her a job somewhere else doing something else. It's not going to go on her record. It's not mm-hmm. going to make her, you know, look, whatever. Excuse my language, but I would have beat that ass, plain and simple.
Hell yeah,
and
I would have
been the one
ass.
In jail. Huh?
Mm-hmm. I would have beat that ass.
I would have beat up.
My kid came home with a book print on his face, I'm going to tell you what, they would have had to call Debbie Wiseth and everybody else because somebody was about to get their ass beat. I'm telling you, it's just
right.
a couple of times that
right.
I act up. And when it comes to my children that I've given birth to and that I've raised, I don't care who you are. You're just not going to come at them no certain way. And I've had a couple
right.
of issues where I've had to go correct some stuff. Like, you know, like this one teacher messed with my son because he wore red socks, claiming he was a gang member. I'm like, excuse me, my kid lives in the damn suburbs. My kid don't have no gangster friends. And then you know what he did to be sarcastic is he wore red socks every single week, every single day, just to fuck with the teacher.
Right. And,
that's
I mean, people are so vindictive. And then when it comes to, like, I was listening to the gentleman, and he was like, well, you know, it starts at home. That's not true. My mom and my dad, which I had my mom and my dad both in the house, raised all of the kids in the house to be respectful, to be, you know, everything, and we still went down our own road because you have your own mind. Just like, for example, this is what I mean by people can be vindictive. Okay, my kids went to a nursery called Golden Rule right here in Simpsonville, South Carolina. And mm-hmm. when they went there, you had this one teacher, and I don't care about calling names because I feel like people should know, which was Miss Maggie. She was one of the teachers over there. Okay, with that being said, she was, how can I put this? She was in the third or whatever, I guess it was the after school building, which is the second building, not the first one when you come in, but it's the second building. And one of my kids used to go there. Well, one of my kids came home hard down crying one day saying, Mama, You know, she went off on me. She called me names. She called my hair nappy because one of my kids, I never used to perm her hair. She never had nappy hair. She just had real curly hair. So the type of child she is, she doesn't fight. She doesn't talk back or anything like that. Like I said, I turned into Mama Bear, went over there and showed out. Well, a couple of years later, I had another baby, and she ended up being his teacher at a nursery. My son, he's only 9, but he loves cologne. He will not leave out the house with wrinkles, and he has to have his cologne on. So, you know, she called my baby father and said, my son came into school smelling like weed. First and foremost, Brenda, never in a day will I smoke a cigarette or anything around my children. You see what I'm saying? So I called up there to speak to the director. She begged me not to say anything. But I got the director to go in there, and I got the director to go in there and smell him because my baby father had called me and cussed me totally out. Like I really did something like this. She said, he smells like cologne. I said, exactly. But she made it seem like I put cologne on him to cover it up, not knowing my son is just a classic man. He loves cologne. So people do things like this, especially if they don't like your parents. So it could have been the parent could have had a situation with her, and she felt some type of way and smacked the kid upside the head. So either way it go, nobody's safe anywhere. Just know if you put your hands on my children, you might as well go ahead and write your will, because I'm going to give it to you raw and uncut, and that's just all I have to say about it. So at the end of the day, for all the teachers that's on the line, for all the whoever, doctors, whatever profession that you're doing, because it does not matter. They are doing some vindictive, crazy stuff based off the color of people's skin, based off of what people's hair looks like, based off of people being fat, based off of people being anything. So for all the teachers on the line, if you hit my child, don't prepare to go home. Me and you both going somewhere. I'm going to jail and you're going to hell. And that's all I have to say. And it has nothing to do about being in the house because I raised my kids the complete right way. I'm an 80s baby, stuck back in that generation, and my son still goes to school and plays and all that, and I whoop his butt and everything, and it doesn't make a difference. You can do whatever you can as a parent. Once they make their little minds up, they're still going to do something. I'd rather for my son to be rolling on the floor than bringing a gun inside the school to shoot everybody up. But neither one of them is right. But
neither one of them.
Put my child out there like they're a problem, because it goes on in the school every day. But that's just what people do. So just to send a message across the world that you're going to get one of those moms like me who's not going to care about being at a school, who's not going to care about anything. Leave my kids alone. Mess with somebody else's kids if that's what you want to do, which is not right completely. But I'm just going to be the wrong one because I'm going to act very ratchet. I'm going to show them that they're the wrong kids to play with. It's not right. It's not cool. She was wrong, and she deserved to get her kicked, plain and simple. She don't deserve jail. She deserved to get her butt kicked by somebody's parents. You know, it's just that the kids are just not safe. I pray every day so hard for these kids because even if they made one mistake, that same teacher every day is going to pick in any little thing them kids do, they're going to say something about it. Back in the day when I went to school, which I'm 34 now, we used to get our butts whooped at school with a paddle, and we got sent home. Oh, no. This is 2016. I wish they would pull out a paddle on my child. You can do whatever you got to do. You can call me or whatever, but don't put your hands on my kids. Plain and simple. All that other stuff is irrelevant. Plain and
exactly.
simple. I don't care how bad a child is. I don't mean to cut you off.
Thing.
I don't care how bad a child is. I don't care what they're doing. They need to upgrade their schools to be better. You got people in here that's just coming in here for a paycheck. I had kids come home every day crying about the lunch lady, how mean she was to them. And it wasn't until I went up there and said something that this lady calmed her nerves. But what she did say was, I'm going through stuff at home with my husband. I don't care what you're going through with your husband. It's not these kids' fault. You're slamming their food on the trays. You taking their food away, throwing it in the trash. You picked the wrong baby for that. And I love children, but it's just not right. And as soon as you show a little bit of crazy, That's what they do. Back in my school days, they tried to always put me in another class because I was so bad. But literally, I am a smart, money-making, intelligent African-American queen. I was bad back then, though. So, and my mom and dad did everything they could to raise me right, and I still went the way I wanted to go. And I told my mama, don't beat yourself up. I did this on my own, but I had to learn from my mistakes. That does not mean smack me in my face. I don't care what kind of child it is. I'd rather give a hand and help than to turn my back and have something to say. It's about helping these kids. It takes a village to raise a child. So let's be that village and let's help these kids out. I am going to eventually homeschool mine to keep me from going to jail for murder. It ain't going to be attempted. It's going to be Capital One manslaughter. You feel me?
No, I don't know if you heard me talking, but I said the same thing. I mean, I felt the same way, and you're right. It's like these teachers, they really don't care. I mean, I've had, I don't know how many incidents. I think with my last kid, he was in school in Alexander Elementary in Greenville, and they wanted to have him do that testing, that South Carolina testing, see if something was wrong with him. Come to find out, wasn't nothing wrong with him. He wasn't paying no attention to her. She just, and then what she would do is she would try to hold him back. But then, I'm the type of person that keep papers. Anything you send home, I keep. I'm looking at when she tried to leave him back, I go up to the school, sit with the principal. Now, I got this big stack of 98s and 100s and 89s and 90s, nothing under 80. So help me understand why you trying to leave my child back. Then she said, because he has a learning disability. I said, okay. Prove to me what learning disability. Now, this is my youngest one. This is Tyler. This is my 11-year-old. When I tell you this kid, if you hang out with him, you would be like, why doesn't this kid talk to me? Because he's not the type of kid that's going to talk to you unless you talk to him. He's extremely quiet. He can be in it. You know how most 11-year-olds, if they're home, you can hear that 11-year-old. You know there's 11-year-old in the house. Well, when he's home, you don't know, and it's because of my parents. My parents raised him, so he acts just like an old man. He do everything they do. Well, she said he had a learning disability. So I said, okay, I'm going to go ahead and humor her and do the testing, the South Carolina testing. His scores came back so high that the principal laughed and said, I have no idea where she got this from. So I had to sit there and talk to Tyler and ask him what was wrong. He said, honestly, I don't pay her no attention because she's rude, and anything she say goes right through me. I just do my work. And that's that. So right at that point, I got him out of there and said I didn't want her to be his teacher no more because my child's 6 years old. And at six
and
years old.
And did he do better after you switched him?
Well, he was doing better anyway. He was doing good. It's just that he was ignoring her. See, he's the type of child where he's got a feet, almost like an adult. You know how, like, if you got your kids are doing a whole bunch of stuff, you can tune them out so that you can do what you got to do?
Right.
That's how he is. So if you're not saying something that he wants to hear, he's not listening to you.
Right. And most kids are like that. And I know you have to take another call, but before you take another call, let me say this before I get off the call. Just about 6 months, when school was in a couple of months ago, my daughter, she is 13. She's about 180 pounds. She's a thick girl. And my daughter never in her elementary years got into a fight with anyone. My daughter, she was a good child at school. My daughter never got into a fight until she got into middle school. Now, she never got into a fight at that point, but these, no offense to anybody, white children kept calling her fat, kept calling her names, kept calling her this, kept calling her that. My daughter was coming home every day in tears. My daughter was slitting her arms, you know, behind my back trying to cope with the point of being heavyset. And I'm heavyset, but I rock mine out. So I tell my daughter every day, you're beautiful just the way you are. If you being a big girl, be the best beautiful big girl you can be. And she went through a lot with that. And then one day she ticked. She beat the little girl up. She beat the other little girl up. They tried to break it up. She ended up knocking teachers on the floor, not because she hit them, but because that's how powerful her blows was towards the kids, where she had enough. Don't you know, out of all the statements that the people wrote and said, those little girls started with her, and it was two of them, they made my baby. They made my baby turn herself into the Greenville County Detention Center. They made her get fingerprinted, and they charged her with assault and battery first degree. And my baby just turned 13 in August. So I was very upset with the school system. So I took my kids out of Greenville County school system because I never in my life had, and I was a bad child, had to endure turning myself in. You got 5 days to turn yourself in. You're going to jail. Is going to jail because two girls tried to jump on her. Now, if I don't know if that's absurd, nothing else. So at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, my auntie is a principal. She even did everything she could. They just wouldn't let it off. And you know why? Because she's a big black girl, and these are two little skinny white girls. But they started, threw pencil boxes at her, had my baby at home slitting her wrist, ready to commit suicide over the bullying. But they didn't see it like that. They just saw it as this big black girl beating up these little white girls. She was the aggressor. And at the end of the day, it always boils down to race. You don't see white kids getting smacked upside the head or hit in the face. And like I say, I'll say it again on many occasions. Tupac said it, and quote me, they said it ain't no hope for the youth, and the truth is it ain't no hope for the future. And then they wonder why we crazy. Plain and simple.
Oh, my God.
It ain't got nothing to do with home. It's the people.
No, it don't. It don't.
And people are monsters. And if nobody told y'all that, Scooby-Doo did. He did. And
yeah.
I hate to sound crazy, but that's just the truth. People are so cruel and so mean that at the end of the day, society makes people like me not care. Society makes people like me as a 34-year-old woman having to swing out on somebody because they came in my face. I don't fight. That's not what I do. But society is something, and
society
this
is
why a lot of people are angry.
Yeah, society is forcing it. I mean, you look at what's going on, and I know this is totally off the subject, and we okay, you know, we okay
right.
to talk about it, but, you know, you look at what's going on now, you know, only thing I could do is pray for everybody in Charlotte, and even though that other cop, the white cop, she did get charged today with manslaughter, you know, for murder, and basically the reason why she got charged is because those cops came forward and said that she shouldn't have shot. Those cops that were out there came forward and said, because it was heard on a dash cam, it was heard actually on a dash cam after she shot him, with them cops asking her, why did you shoot him? Why did you do it? And she said something about because she thought he had no, why did you do it? So what turned her in is not so much the dash cam. What turned her in is the statements from the police officers. See, what a lot of people don't realize right now, they fault all cops for everything that's going on. But trust me, not all of them are crooked. These cops
right.
these
no,
days,
they're not.
If you do something wrong and they got to sit down and they got to have an internal investigation about it, oh, trust me, they're going to give you up in a minute, not caring about the next, because they don't want to be the person that's sitting there and lying after you don't took a life. So out of the cops that was out there, every single one of them sat down in their internal investigations, and they said she had no cause to shoot him. The shooting was uncausely. They didn't even have to do no other investigation. That's what made them fire her, and that's what made them charge her.
The thing people don't realize is that
they're not really, when they assume that, this is what I tell everybody, and I tell everybody this all the time, and some people listen to me and some people don't. There's some bad teachers. There's some horrible teachers that's just set up in the system just to get a paycheck. But all of them should not be faulted for, because there is some good children. There's some good teachers. There's some preachers and priests out there that are raping children, raping them during Sunday school and Bible study, but not all of them are. There's some white people out there that's so racist to see a black person, they try to do them harm, but not all of them. And just like there's some young black
Absolutely.
Thugs and old black thugs, and I don't feel like everybody should be faulted for some, but I'll tell you one thing, these police officers now, where it used to be the blue code and we keep this secret and this, not no more. You do something wrong and these cops going to sing like canaries and say what you did wrong. And that's what I love. I love that. And see, nobody's taking that into consideration right now. They're looking at the Charlotte incident and just bypassing that. But nobody even realized that right now. And right now, the looting and stuff they're doing and messing with stores and breaking stuff and people getting arrested, that's not the answer. I'm sorry.
No, definitely
that is not.
Not
the answer.
Definitely not the answer. And rest in peace to him and the guy the day before and even the guy that was shot in the head. It's just too much for me to intake. That's why I'm not in tune with the outside world. Even though I know it's reality, I just can't face those things. But all of them are on the same team. Teachers, police officers, they're all on the same team. They are supposed to make sure that we're good. They either supposed to teach us, lead by example, or protect and serve. And like you said, it's not all of them, because there's some good teachers out there, just like there's some good cops out there. But majority overrules. Where those 20 good cops said, there's 80 bad ones. Where there's 20 good teachers, there's 80 bad ones. Even daycare workers doing the same thing. Even people watching, people, grandparents are abusing them. It's like nowhere you turn, the safest place is at home. And I'm starting to realize that. That's why I've been looking into homeschooling my kids, not because I don't want them to be disciplined, but I just know that if it could have been my child who got slapped in the face, and I just wouldn't have went about it by calling 911.
I'd have been up to the school. My husband,
right,
of course, you know,
like,
his job,
where she at?
He would have been up to the school. But now, and it actually was a man, and it was right here in one of these middle schools here, right here in Greenville, because he was charged. They showed his pictures. He was charged. This teacher was charged. He was in jail. He just got out yesterday. The schools fired him, but other kids are protesting, saying they want him back. Okay, y'all want him back. Something made this teacher snap, and this little boy had black and blue marks on his face in a form of a book where this teacher smacked him upside his face with this book.
Wow.
So,
how could you want someone back? I mean, I remember when the police officer on the school threw the little girl, you know, almost through the wall. It's just
mm-hmm.
so much. And I just pray every day that, Lord, please just keep my kids away from that. Let them go ahead and bypass and school and whatever they have to do, but never think one day it won't be you. And for those out here that's judging or that's saying that, well, you know, maybe it's this and maybe it's that, it's not. People are evil, and that's something that everybody has to understand. It's some cruel, evil, mean people in this world. It does not have anything to do with anything else. But just know that nobody's safe. Me, you, the kids.
Nope.
Grandkids, they're nobody safe. Everywhere you go, at that moment, you can lose your life. Whether it's entering inside of your job, whether it's on the table getting surgery. You know, you got doctors doing the same thing. And at the end of the day, these are supposed to be people who are supposed to help us. Teachers are supposed to help us learn. Police officers are supposed to help us serve and protect us. Doctors are supposed to get us well. And it's just not right. Judges, I mean, just period, point blank. I just don't even know what else to say about it. But when I seen your topic, I just had to call in because it was just a touchy subject because I love children. And I couldn't even read
mm-hmm.
all of it. I said, let me log out for today because it's just not going to happen. It's just too much going on. And, you know, between the clowns and everything else, I just don't know what else to say. Just all I know is I'm going to make sure I pray for everybody. And I'm going to make sure
mm-hmm.
that I do it every day because that's the only thing
that's
we have right now
do.
Is prayer.
And so, see, the thing about it, what makes it bad, that makes it even worse is, you know, there's things happening now. And, see, we're looking at it from a different standpoint. But there's things happening, not you and I, but so many others are looking at things from a different standpoint. Well, first of all, I commend you for getting your kids out of Greenville County because I'll tell you one thing. If you went to school in Greenville County, and like you said, you was a trouble kid. Now, I don't know if you went to school here or you went to school someplace else.
Greenville County.
Okay, I don't like the fact that they hold that once they see that these are kids. Because, you know, teachers be in school for a long time. I don't like that. I don't like the fact that as soon as something happens, they put that on your record That's on your record. And then when you move on to middle school, because everything with Greenville County is the same. So an incident like that, I probably would have, and you know, I know you got her out of Greenville County, but you know what? I still would seek an attorney. I still would go after the families of these children for the hate crime and the bullying. I would still go after them, regardless if she got charged, regardless of whatever. But you know what? It was leading up to it. And if she's a child that has not been violent, if she's not been violent before and has not been any other incidents, and you can get letters from other teachers from other schools, like from earlier years, even a year before that, you could have a case, and you can make them pay. You can actually sue the whole school system for it.
Right, and because I still have family that's there. Now, tell me why, because they haven't seen, mind you, my kids are in a whole other different city, but they mark my daughter, same daughter, as a dropout. She's only 13 years old. She goes to another school. How can you mark her as a dropout? So to me, just because she acted up a couple of times, they watching you, baby, now. It's nothing that you can get away from other than to go to another city. And now they marked you as a dropout. So my mama keeps saying, call them. I ain't calling them. I want
No. You have to call them. No, you have to call them, and I'm going to tell you why you have to call them. You have to call them because of the fact that she's 13. And if they listed her as a dropout eventually, very soon, they'll list it as truancy, and then they'll have the cops looking for you. That's just not something you want to deal with.
But
so
how would they not know she's going to another school, Brenda? She's going to a whole
because
other school.
If she's going to school in a different city, they wouldn't know because she wouldn't be considered Greenville County no more. If she's not in the Greenville County system anymore, that means to them she's dropped off the face of the earth. I'm wondering if they're going to send DSS to find out, do a welfare check. So what I'm saying, as a parent, and do know a little bit about this because I went through it with my niece, you must call them and just let them know what school she's going to. Regardless of what happened, you're not asking for no records to be transferred. You just call the attendance department, ask to speak to somebody in attendance, and report that that's where your child goes and the date she started, and you're done with it.
Okay. Absolutely. And I can do that. That's not a problem. It's just that I didn't want to ever talk to them people again. And I'm like, that don't make no sense, but, you know, that's just what it is. But you're absolutely right.
I'll get an attorney because that's really, to me, it's a hate crime. Bullying, they don't take bullying lightly anywhere. So, I mean, you look at the size, like you said, you look at the size of your child, you look at the size of them. Regardless of she initiated it, what, you watch a lot of TV like I watch a lot of TV, and you know you can drive somebody to do something. And once somebody cracks. So I don't care if nothing even come out of it. I would do it just because and let them know that I know and make sure that those children, because those children's names, you got to have their names because they basically got charged you because of them. Have their names and I would do all of that. I'm telling you, I'm going to inbox you a little bit later on and tell you what to do and how to do it. But I would do it. I wouldn't let this shit go because that's not fair.
It's definitely not fair. And mm-hmm. They sat and watched it. The kids said they sat and watched it, but like my daughter said, she doesn't like me, her teacher. She said she doesn't like me. And same thing your son was saying. She's rude, and she's very rude. Like, she didn't even want to come into the meeting and talk. She said she didn't want to be there. So that lets you know a lot, but they never looked into it like that. They just looked into it, kept saying, my daughter. She don't have a record of anything else. So, I mean, hey.
Well, I hope you get that expunged off her record.
Yes, I'm definitely going to do that.
What did they give her? Did they give her PTI? What did they give her?
No, they sent her to an alternative school. And then when they told her they was going to let her out, she did so good. They told her they was going to let her out, but she ended up sick and stayed out for 3 days, so they made her do a whole week, even though we had doctor's excuses and everything. They just didn't want her to come back to the school, but now they're calling wondering where she's at because they know they were wrong.
I would definitely go to Greenville County, and I would get it expunged, and I would wait until, because you don't want that on her record anyway. They say after she's 17, it's feeling is going away. No, it don't never go away. It needs to be expunged off her record, and then you need to go ahead and let them know that you can make do charges. You're going to go ahead and do counter charges against the school for bullying and everything.
Yeah, because I feel like now they're picking. Because, you know, my mom done said that she goes to another school, and they still calling my mom. So I guess they just want to hear it from me, and they want to be nosy because they're nosy, and they always ask questions, and they ask my daughter, well, where's your father, and what does your mom do, and, you know, they just thought I was just some bum off the streets or something. But when they seen how intelligent I was, and when they seen, because, see, I'm from the hood, and everybody from the hood doesn't always stay in the hood. Their mentality changes. So when they saw me and how nice I was dressed and everything, they couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe it. They was like, I was thinking her mom, no, you were thinking her mom was going to be some ratchet, ghetto, pregnant
ratchet
woman coming here
addict
with a belly showing and a rag on her head, because they just couldn't believe how nice and decent my whole family was put together. That's why I said stereotyping people because of certain incidents. My child ain't never got into a fight with nobody at school, but all of a sudden she gets here and she gets into it with someone, and they kept eyes on her, and only she got punished because this lady, where it happened was, did not like her from the jump. But she knew not to put her hands on her, but she has done, came to her and said, look, I'm going to switch you out classes. I mean, just mean stuff. It got to the point where my daughter even started recording her with her cell phone. So it's not like we don't have evidence that
you
literally
don't,
like this child.
Yeah.
You just knew better not to put your hands on her.
Well, I would call, this is what I would do. I would call the school on a recorded line, like recorded on your phone, and just give your first and last name, give your child's first and last name and her date of birth, and say, as of this date, she has moved cities and she is in another school. I need it documented, but I would ask to speak to the attendance department. Don't talk to nobody else but attendance, because it's attendance that keeps knocking her off. So
right.
I would just do that, and that way you're covered. And just say, before you get off the phone, I just want you to know this call is monitored for my record, because I've been getting numerous calls asking where my child is, saying that she's listed as a dropout, and my mom has told you guys when you've called that she's no longer here, and she's in another school. If they ask what school, say, I do not care to tell you what school, because I don't want you guys calling that school giving them anything wrong or giving them any misinformation. So I just want this call monitored for my records. Once you got that and you got that recorded, if anything goes down, because you're not required to tell them. If you didn't send them a letter and get any records transferred, you're not required to tell them anything about where she is. So I don't know, but before I let you go, there's a song I want you to hear, because I have to take a break now. It's been pinging for 10 minutes. But I want you to stay on, and I want you to hear this song, and I think this song is relevant to the topic, definitely. But this is Latrice Lawrence, and I want to say thank you so much for calling in. So hold on, don't go nowhere. At least listen to the song before you go, okay?
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you.
No, thank you. Thanks for calling in and giving your input. Everybody else that's on the line, I've seen you guys pressing one. Just bear with me. Hold on. This is a touchy topic, and I need to make sure I get everybody's word in. And this last caller, I had to make sure I heard everything she had to say. This is some deep stuff. Everybody hold on the line. I'm going to go ahead and play a song that's relevant to this topic.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save us sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come?
So that was a live performance from none other than Latrice Lawrence. As everybody, I've told everybody before, I play artists that are up and coming, artists that have not come out yet, that are trying to get out on my radio station. And that was Latrice Lawrence. And I was actually supposed to take a break at 10:20 and then 10:45, but apparently I didn't, which is fine because guess what? We was on a hot topic and we wasn't ready to take no break. But I know that I'm being pinged because I only played one song, and I do apologize. It was not done purposely, and I know I got callers that are ready to come in, but y'all just going to have to hold up because, you know, this is my show, so y'all just going to have to wait. But they're forcing me to go ahead and just play another song, so I'm going to find another song that's actually the theme song that Latrice Lawrence did for my show. And then after that, we're going to run right back into these calls because I know you guys have some questions. And I do have some inbox questions, and I have the online callers, and I'm going to get your questions as soon as I come back. So one more song, guys, and I'll be right back with you.
I'm so blessed.
I'm so blessed.
You're in control. control. Lost everything, but still had you. You showed me a grace. Now my life's renewed. And I thank you. Yes, I thank you. So I'll tell anyone who listens, I testify about how good you were to me when my so-called friends passed me by. The fact that you would show somebody so broke down so much mercy. What's there for me? Cause you made the ultimate sacrifice. It's all because of you that I even have life. And I'll give you my love as a tribute.
Got 8222. You're on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio. How are you tonight?
I'm good. And how
great.
Are you?
So I'm awesome. So you know our topic tonight is, should children be punished while they're in school? What's your take on that, and should these teachers be able to discipline our children in school?
As far as discipline, it depends on what your perspective on discipline is. I mean, if they do something and the teacher decides to take recess from them and make them do work, then yes, okay. But if it's tattling
okay,
them from...
Let's say the recent case. Teacher went to jail because he hit the kid in the face with a book. Or the one on Facebook where a little girl's being verbally abused. Teacher told her she wasn't going to be no good for nothing but laying down and having babies and having sex. I mean, that type of abuse.
No, definitely not. And the teacher should be fired because at the end of the day, you are a teacher. Yes, you're human, but you're still a teacher at the end of the day. So you should be able to separate the two. When you're at work, you should be professional. That's just like if you're working in customer service. It's some things you just don't say to people, period. So as far as a teacher telling a student that, no, that's not acceptable, and there should be some type of reprimanding on the end where the teacher has to pay for saying what they said to the student, because at the end of the day, what you say does affect students. That doesn't affect a person, a child, period. So you shouldn't be able to say that to a child as a teacher, because first of all, they look up to you. Second of all, if you're saying that to them, they're going to believe that to some certain extent. So, no, you should not be able to do that and get away with it and say it's okay. Because at the end of the day, you have to separate your personal feelings from your job. And as your job, you should never be able to tell a child that they can't do something and can't be something or this and that. No, not as a teacher.
Okay, so do you have children?
Yes, I have one child, a daughter.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Let's say your child went to school and your child came home. Child didn't really say nothing for a couple of days. Then you find out later on the teacher may have nudged her or may have hit her or might have pushed her down. What would be your reaction to that as a parent?
First of all, I'll always believe my child first. But with that being said, I will look into the situation. I'll go to the school, ask the teacher what happened. But I will always believe my child first because my child has no reason to lie. But if my child comes to me and says the teacher did such and such, I'm going to believe my child, and I expect the correct protocol from the school to be taken. So if I come to the school and tell them that my child says this or that about a situation that's going on with their teacher, then I expect them to take the correct protocol to figure out what happened or what didn't happen, to get down to the bottom of it and figure out what we can do differently to prohibit that happening again.
Oh, well, you're a rare mom, because I tell you what, I'm a mother too. And I've always said there's a couple of people in my lifetime that I go to jail for, and my children are one of them. I've been to plenty of schools cussing folks out with my fist balled, and have my law enforcement husband had to tell me to unball my fist and back up. That's how I handle things. I know it's not the right way, and, of course, you don't want to handle something a certain way and have your kids. But the thing about it, in this day and age, as much as going on, you can fire a teacher. A couple of months pass, they'll go get a teaching job someplace else. But my whole thing is teachers that do stuff to children should be treated like sex offenders. It should be on their record, permanent. It should not be wiped out. You know, now this teacher that just hit this kid in the face with a book, yeah, he was in jail, and yeah, he got out, and yeah, they're having him do, community service or whatever. That's bullshit. Community service is not enough. He need to be hitting his face with books. Then he need to be put on the teacher abuse hotline. Just like the sex offender hotline, they need to be one for teachers, too, who do stuff. Just like preachers and priests who do stuff to children. They need to be put on a list, too. If you've done stuff to people, you need to be on a list so that you never get to do it to people again. That's just my take in it. But I know violence is not the right way, but especially with all this stuff going on in Charlotte right now, but I tell you what, you let my 11-year-old come home and tell me a teacher put his hands on her, my husband will have to race me to that school because somebody going to be on WIFF. Somebody might be in jail and somebody might be dead. I don't know. I can't say what happened.
I totally agree with that. I definitely understand. No, I definitely understand it because, like I said, I'm going to take my child's word first and foremost. But I would like to get the whole, like, no matter what, I'm going to take my, like you said, you're going to take your child, and everybody has a different approach to everything. But that's just like, for instance, like you said, my child goes to Bryson Elementary School. And just a few weeks ago, it was something in the news about a child's shoes getting thrown in the trash from Bryson Elementary School because of something that the child did that the teacher didn't agree with, and they throw the kid's shoes in the trash, and she walked around with no shoes on until the teacher told her to put her shoes back. And this is right here in South Carolina. And it was on the news. And my child goes to that school. So I fully understand where you're coming from, because after that, I was like, hold on, what do I need to do? Do I need to take my child to school? What's going on? Like, is my child next? So I definitely understand.
Wait a minute. So the teacher threw the shoes away or just took them from a child?
The teacher put the shoes in the trash can. It was on the news. The child was doing something. The child kept messing with the shoes or something. The shoes were distracting the child. And the teacher took the shoes from the child and threw them in the trash can and allowed the child to get the shoes once class was over. It was all over the news.
Oh, she'd have bought my child another pair of shoes, and she won't be teaching. Wouldn't be teaching because I go to Greenville County Board.
Exactly.
I go to Columbia. I go everywhere.
Bryce Hall Elementary School.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I did not. Now, I will tell you another thing about these schools that I don't like. And this may get a couple of people that's on the line riled up, but it's okay. It's a talk show. I don't like the fact that if you're a certain color of your skin in school, you may get treated worse. And I'll give you a prime example of something I know that happened with kids. There was a little white boy who came to school, and he had a BB gun. They found a BB gun on him. They expelled him, or no, suspended him for 5 days and then allowed him to come back. Then the next week, there was a little black boy who had a BB gun. They expelled him, brought him up on charges, and made his grandmother take him for counseling. Now, I only intervened and I only got involved because I also knew the white boy. So at this time, my son was going to the school, and it didn't involve my son, but the black boy was a friend of my son's. So I went to the principal at that school, and I let her know, before this gets bad, let me tell you what I've seen, what I experienced, and I said, and I can make sure that the rest of the world knows it, this whole city knows it. But I told her, I said, there was a little white boy who got found with a BB gun. He was suspended for 5 days. There was a little black boy who got found with a BB, and this little white boy had the BB gun in his hand during lunch. The black boy, they found the BB gun in his book bag as he was leaving at the end of the day because people said he had it and they checked his book bag and they found it. I said, so help me understand, how is it a little white boy got the BB gun out in his hand and he gets 5 days suspension, and the little black boy had the BB gun in his book bag. The whole day had ended. Y'all had heard about it and y'all checked it, and now y'all expel him, make his grandmother take him to classes, and you got this on his record. Help me understand. Don't you know they overturned that whole thing when I stood there and said what I said? The principal acted like she didn't know about it. It was a vice principal who did that to him because she, quote, unquote, wasn't there that week. But I found out she was. And that's what I mean. You know, I hate the fact that our children have to go to school and have to deal with this. I hate the fact that our children, because of the color of their skin, there's some teachers that will treat them worse and treat the little white kids better because they're not black. That bothers me, and it brings me back to something a previous caller said. She's looking to homeschool her children. And if I was actually thinking about it, but I had the type of child that is so quiet, don't even say nothing in school, And I still worry about him. So that's something I still consider doing, because I think you can teach a child school now online. They have Greenville County online through 12K, and they can just pull up as long as they got a computer and an active phone, they can actually pull up it and get their grades and everything, get everything done through line. They have they can basically see the classrooms. I'm honestly considering that as well, because in this day and age, your children are not safe going to school. They're not.
Yeah, I totally agree with what you're saying right now. I definitely agree with the whole system, how they go about it, how they discipline each child, what goes on. Yeah, everything is systematic, and nothing is based upon the action, but unfortunately we don't want to say it's based upon the color of your skin at the end of the day. Because one person can do this and get disciplined one way, and then another person can do that and get disciplined another way. And that's just what it is. We could bring a knife to school and get disciplined, or not get disciplined, and a black child can bring a gun to school and go to jail for this amount, X amount of years, you know what I'm saying? Just bring a gun to school, a knife to school. It doesn't matter, like, you know, and that's just an example, but that's just what it is. At the end of the day, you don't want to look at it as a race thing. You don't want to put it as a race thing, but at the end of the day, that's just what it is.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's very rare that you get teachers that, you know, a child will come home and say, I love this teacher. Like, I think out of my son, he's in sixth grade now. There's been three teachers that he absolutely loved from beginning of school to the end of school. They were genuine teachers. You can almost see it in somebody's face. You can almost look at somebody and tell. You can listen to what they say, what comes out of their mouth when you talk to them, and you can tell because however they talk to you, guarantee that's how they talking to your children. But it's a shame because, first of all, there's so many that's there just for a paycheck, and they need to be there for the children. The paycheck is the bonus. But to be a school teacher, it should be about the children because you're getting paid for something you love. If you're getting paid for something you hate, trust me, it's being felt with those children.
I totally agree. Like, back in the day, it used to be about really caring. Like you said, it used to be about caring about the child and what they learn and want to be a better person. Now, but like I said, it's just about a paycheck. Or sometimes not even about that. It's just about being able to...
Just because
being able to overrule someone else because you think you got authority of someone else. Sometimes it's just about authority.
It's a power trip. You know? That's just like what... And I know this is a different topic. This is just totally off the topic, but it's just like a lot of cops. There's a lot of cops out there that they're cops for power trips. They're cops to be able to tell you what to do. They're cops. And those are the same ones who's pulling the triggers without paying attention. Those are the same ones that have the mentality, shoot first and ask questions later. You know, but then just like the bad teachers that are in school, they make it bad for the actual good teachers. Just like the bad cops out here, they're making it bad for the actual good cops that put on their badge and want to do. I mean, I know a couple of good cops. But then I know some cops with some really bad attitudes. And trust me,
exactly.
Those bad attitudes, people feel them bad attitudes. And that's the same thing with teachers. We can't really fault them all, but there's some teachers out there that really honestly don't need to be teaching. And again, when you do something, when a teacher does something, I don't care if it's 10 states from here, if a teacher has on record that this teacher has done something, this teacher should never be able to teach again. Matter of fact, like I said, the teacher needs to be treated like a sex offender, has to stay a certain feet away from children and can't go out on Halloween. They need to be treated just like sex offenders. I mean, the law and the legislation needs to change on that because if you make the law stricter, trust me, they'll think twice before putting their hands on somebody's child.
Right.
So I don't know, but I want to thank you so much for calling. Was there anything else you wanted to add?
That's it. I definitely appreciate your interest and your detail in the discussion, and I enjoyed it. And at least to get out there.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And definitely come back and join us sometime. We're here at 10 p.m. every Thursday from 10 to 11:30 p.m., different world topics. So I hope to hear from you again.
No problem. Have a nice night.
Thanks. You too. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
All right. So I got to get some of these inbox. I got to get some of these inboxes done. But anyway, if you're on the line with me now and you want to press 1, and I'll bring you on the line to weigh in on should teachers be able to discipline children while they're in school. I do see a couple of other people just now who raised their hand. If you don't mind, bear with me a moment because I got to go ahead and get the inbox and the online quotes in. So So this comes from a lady out of Arkansas. She states, listening to the conversation, and what I'm doing now is I'm reading my online reviews and people who are listening to the show online, because you can stream it online live. So this lady's out of Arkansas, so she has a 7-year-old son. And she states that when her son came home, he had a really bad gash on his leg. Nobody actually called her. Nobody actually contacted her. They just put some Band-Aids on it, put a little bit of Neosporin on it, and sent him home and said nothing. She states that later on that day, he started complaining of numbness in his leg. She ended up taking him to the hospital. Apparently gangrene had set in because where he scratched his leg, he scratched it on a metal piece that actually was, that had green, and it was, and he's never had a tetanus shot. So her question is, do we feel like she should seek some sort of attorney? Do we feel like she should do something about it? So I'm going to give you my thoughts on it, then I'm going to read you what people are saying in the chat box about it. So my thoughts on it is absolutely. When your child's in school, your child is the school's responsibility. So anything that happens to your child in school, it is the school's responsibility. So if that happened in school, absolutely. That medical documentation that you got needs to say that this accident happened in school. If it does not, you need to go back and make sure it says that. After that, you should definitely seek an attorney, and you should definitely do something about it, primarily because too often schools do that. Too often schools allow your children to get hurt in their care because school is just like a daycare. It's exactly like daycare. For them 8 hours or 6 hours or however many hours a day that your child's with school, is their responsibility. So if, just like if you dropped your kid off at the daycare and when you picked your kid up from the daycare, your kid had that gash, what would be your response? It needs to be the same response. It takes me back to, I think, Greenwood, when a child died from some sort of, I don't remember what it was, mercury or something. I don't remember what it was. But a child actually died in a daycare in Greenwood. Well, of course, you know, those parents sued. Those parents got millions, even though that child is dead now. They got millions. But I agree on, if you have your child in somebody else's care and something happens to them, you should definitely move forward. I'm going to go ahead and bring on a couple of more callers now in the area that you press 1, and I'm going to bring you in now. 2591, you're on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio. How are you this evening?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
How you doing? No,
I'm perfect. I'm blessed. I can't complain.
I am too.
That's good.
You got a really good topic going on tonight.
It was needed.
I agree with y'all 100%. I'm dead in y'all corner.
So do you have children?
Yes, I do. I have grandkids.
So grandkids. So what would you do if one of your grandkids came home?
I would go to jail for either one of them. I will. You're not going to put your hand or disrespect my baby. It's simple as that. Know what I mean? Hello?
Absolutely. I can hear you clearly. It sounds like you're going in and out, but I can hear you clearly now.
You're not finna disrespect my grandkids. Even though they might be spoiled, but hey, I spoil them and them out to try to give them what they want. Because that's what grandparents were for.
And that's how it's supposed to be. So what do you think as far as, and if you heard what I was saying about when teachers do something to children, that they should be treated like a sex offender, put on a list. What do you think about that?
Let me take my eye to the bottom and take me to the woods. I got some fun. anybody that wants to disrespect a child, and they know they're wrong, but your child ain't getting it. I'm telling you, I got some funny on you. I really do.
Did you hear what I said about the child that got hurt in school?
What
is your thoughts on that? Do you think that I gave her the right advice that she needs to seek an attorney?
Exactly.
What do you think about that?
Exactly. You didn't tell her nothing wrong. Actually, you told her the truth.
Okay.
Told her the truth.
Because I just got somebody saying that I gave her the wrong information that I should never tell.
No,
and
no,
it's
no,
most
no.
likely a teacher who said it.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You know, but the thing about it is, these are babies. They didn't ask to be here. The
exactly.
only thing they're doing is sitting in school to learn. That's what they're doing. And your main objective as a teacher is supposed to be there to help that child learn. That should be the only
exactly.
thing. They're not asking for you to nurture them. They're not asking you for them to love them. They're not asking for you to grab them and hug them and kiss them every day. The only thing they want is to learn.
Exactly.
You know, and these teachers are taking that away from children. These teachers
yep.
are making it
right.
so that children don't want to go to school. So
you're exactly right.
I hope
you're
something
exactly
changes.
Right.
And, you know, they got the new law now. That's what I forgot to even mention on this show. They got that new law now where they say there's such a shortage of teachers that to where they used to require you to have a bachelor's degree. Now they're lifting that and saying the only thing you have to do is pass a background check and have a high school
yeah.
diploma and at least be
yeah.
21
yeah.
and you can be a teacher. That is crazy.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
Yeah, that's crazy yes. because you could be somebody who came from the Army and have PSD, PTSD or whatever it's called, and you teaching my children. And one of them children stand up and you go crazy and kill them all. Because, you know, now if
exactly.
you retired
yeah.
Army or retired military or retired police officer, they allow you to bring your firearm into the classroom. I mean, you got to keep it in a locked box, in a safe box. But they allow you to bring your firearm. And I guess just in case, because of the one where all those children died because of the guy ran in there with that machine gun. You remember that case back here? Well, because of that case, they started allowing teachers to actually carry their firearms as long as they have a concealed weapons permit. But, again, any crazy person could get a concealed weapons permit.
Yep.
And I, for one, wouldn't feel comfortable if I knew that my son's teacher had a gun.
I don't feel comfortable. I do not feel comfortable. Because I was reading some stuff where I think it's in St. Louis. You can have a concealed weapon on you, and you don't have to have a permit or anything. And, you know, it's going back, way back to the cowboy days. It's going way back there. I mean, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with the government and all this stuff. I mean, if you don't have a gun, damn it, go through the damn, all the procedures that you need. I mean, if you gotta have a concealed weapon permit in this state, why can't you have a concealed weapon in the next state? I mean, I don't believe in this state. You can just go ahead, go to the store and just buy a gun and put it on. I don't believe in that. I do not believe in that.
Well, I mean, I don't believe in it either in the same breath. Now, let me go back here, and I know this is not the topic, but I have to say this. I don't really believe in it either, but in the same breath, I can be somebody who's had a criminal background. Hell, I could have sold drugs a while back, but I could have straightened up my life now, and I'm a family person, and I got a job, and my children go to school, and my husband got a job, and I live in a house. I should be allowed to bear arms and protect myself and protect my family because,
yeah, exactly,
for one thing,
exactly.
Look at everything that's going on in the world. Look at the people who are right now. You think about it. You're not safe in school. You're not safe at the church, in the mall. You're not safe anywhere. The movie theater right now, because of all these shootings, you're not even safe these days walking down the street.
No,
so because of the way the world is getting, I believe that the gun laws should go back to, because it was years ago, you can have 10 guns in your house and nobody know nothing the wiser. years and years ago when they didn't make you register, when they didn't make you have license, but this shouldn't be for everybody. It should be for the people that's out there working, busting their butt, trying to take care of their kids, trying to take care of their family. You know, it shouldn't be for them people who just got out of jail last week and they was just put in jail because of firearms. It shouldn't be that. It shouldn't be for anybody that done killed up a bunch of people and now I went to church and now I'm saved. No, you still shouldn't have a gun. But it should be for, I could have minor charges. I could have assault charges. I could have beat some folks up. I could have just been a bad teenager. But as long as I didn't shoot nobody dead, I should be, and I might have shot somebody, but I could have been defending myself. I think that we should be able to have guns. And see, that's when it comes back into the presidency that's going on now. I think what's given, and as much as I can't stand this man, I really don't like either one of them. I can't stand Hillary and I can't stand Bill. I don't like either one, not Bill, Trump.
Okay.
I don't like either one of them, okay?
Okay.
But one thing that's going to mess up Hillary is that she's trying to take away the right to bear arms. She's trying to take that away to where Trump is saying, well, hold on, we need to protect ourselves. People need to be able to protect their children. We need to be able to protect our family.
You're right.
That's one thing that, correct, he's evil and she's evil. Both of them evil. But if I had to vote, I would go for the lesser evil, which is her.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of her morals, just because of the fact that this man's talking about he don't have a problem with African Americans, the Muslims, the Mexicans, the women, the handicapped. He don't have a problem with everything. You know, so somebody like that, I would really have a problem with. He's making assumptions that instead of us sitting back, we should be taking all these people out and blowing them up. He's got a whole list of people he wants to go ahead and deport. Now, what people, this is what people don't realize, and a lot of people don't look at like it, they don't look at it like this. You can say whatever you want to say about the Mexicans, but you think about it. Think about if he deported all of them that was illegal. Think about the jobs that the Mexicans really, really do. They work in our hotels. A lot of them clean up buildings, clean up places. A lot of them work at the chicken farms. A lot of them work at the factories, hauling stuff. So think about without all of them, you know, you and me and the average person, we're not going to work and we're not going to earn that little bit of money they making for that hard labor job.
Mm-hmm.
So you think about if they get rid of all of them, take all of them and get rid of them and deport them back, who going to do them jobs? Who going to work the mills? Who gonna work?
We ain't gonna do them. We ain't gonna do them. I'm telling you.
That's what I'm saying. So that's when I say when it comes to the lesser evil, I hear people saying, I'm not gonna vote. I'm not gonna vote because I don't like either one of them. Okay. Don't like either one of them.
Okay. If you ain't vote, you leaving Trump a way to go.
Correct. That's what I keep trying to tell everybody.
Trump,
I keep trying to tell everybody.
If you ain't going to vote for me, keep your ass at home. That's pretty much
correct.
What Donald done said. If you ain't going to vote for me, keep your ass at home.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Exactly. And so
that's
you got so
right.
many people against Hillary. Okay, I'm kind of against her. And I'm big time, but I'm against him.
I'm not against Hillary. I won't ever get her.
I'm against her because of this stuff.
I will vote for her twice.
Getting my vote. She's getting my vote. And all my supporters, if y'all are on the fence of who y'all going to vote for, I need every single one of y'all to go out when it's voting time, and I need y'all to vote for Hillary because not a vote, a lesser vote for her is a higher vote for him. Because trust me, you got your white collars. They're going to vote for him. You got your rich people because with Donald, it's we want to go ahead and raise taxes for the poor and the middle class. We want to cut taxes for the rich. Like, they need taxes cut already and they're millionaires. So, I talked to this girl at my job, and she told me, I'm voting for Donald because I said, let me tell you something. You're considered the poor. First of all, you work here, so you're considered the poor. Do you honestly think once you go ahead and vote for him, it's going to benefit you? He's not going to bring you in and ride you on the white horse. It's your taxes he's going to raise. So you're already talking about the money you don't make. You're going to be making less getting him in office.
Exactly.
And so she's still, you still got your I, to be honest with you, when I seen the sign, and I know we off the topic, but to be honest with you, when I seen the signs that said Make America Great Again, and there was also some Make America White Again, for a man to stand by that, Make America White Again, if you're not white, you in trouble.
Exactly.
If you're not white, you in trouble if this man win.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
That's all I'm going to say about the presidency. I'm going to leave that one alone. That's a hot topic. I'm going to leave that one alone. But for all my callers on my line, all my listeners online, all my listeners all over the world, because I see Belize up in here, I see, and I don't think Belize can vote, but I see Belize, I see New York, I see Pennsylvania, I see California. For all my people that's up in here, South Carolina, North Carolina, when it comes voting day, I would hope that y'all are voting for Hillary. And if you're not, a minus for Hillary means a plus for Trump. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it alone.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it alone.
Well, see, the thing about it, I don't vote it. I need to hear the vote. So I voted for Hillary. I ain't giving Trump shit. I'm going to tell you, I ain't giving him nothing.
I don't blame you.
I ain't giving you.
Now,
him
was,
nothing.
Was there anything else you wanted to add about our actual topic before I let you go?
Yeah. You ain't even asked who I was.
Why would I ask who you are? I never ask any callers who they
are. This is Cornbread, baby girl.
Oh, hey, Cornbread. How you doing?
I don't hear that.
I never ask anybody
later.
Who they are.
2 years later. I ain't talking to you.
I'm sorry. Because sometimes when you're talking and you're talking about stuff, especially sometimes our topics can be really racy. People never know who's listening. And because you can get my show right offline and listen to what's said, people be sketchy about saying who they are online.
Look, I'm telling you. Even though I ain't called just the show, I've been following you, okay?
Thank you.
And that's no lie.
Thank you.
That's no lie. I've been following you. I'm telling you. If your show was in hell, I would follow it down there. That ain't no lie.
Aw, thank you.
Yes,
that's so sweet.
That's
thank
no
you.
Lie.
Got me smiling all late at night. Thank you so much.
Whatever.
All right. Well, I want to thank you. I definitely don't want us to get hung up on, but I want to say thank you so much for calling, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Anytime, baby girl, anytime. You know I'm calling.
All right.
You know that.
Okay, you have a good night.
You too.
All right. This was a great, great topic. I'm going to play one last song, and then we're going to end the show out. I want to say thank you to everybody, all of my online listeners. I know I didn't get to you. I know I didn't get to you, New York, New Jersey. I didn't get to you, looks like North Carolina, and I didn't get to you, Arkansas. But it's okay. Go ahead and put your questions or input in the event room, and I'll go ahead and answer them from there. I'm going to go ahead and send out one last song, only because I'm ending out, and I think I wanted to hear this song, but I couldn't pull it up. So I got it now, so I want to hear it.
You mothers have become a part of the conspiracy. Let me show you how. ...62% of all black children live with a single parent. It's growing fast to 70%. All these single parents are women, but the babies came from a man. Where is the man? See? What did I say Pharaoh's intention was? Kill who? Kill who? The man, and spare who?
can speak some shit about the life I live. My wife and kids, how trite it is. All I do is give. Everything they take, me they try to break. Give me no support, just child support. Keep me up and sport. We fight and sport. All the things I bought, everything I taught. Mean nothing to them. I'm stuck for rent.
The woman must play an important part in the development of the nation, or the nation will go to hell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, why should I plead the fifth when I can speak some shit about the life I live, my wife and kids, how trite it is. All I do is give. Everything they take, me they try to break. Give me no support, just child support. Keep me up and sport. We fight and sport. All the things I bought, everything I taught, please up to them. I'm stuck for rent.
All right, that was my young artist out of New York. Again, I do play new artists that come through. So anybody you heard, they're not out. That's actually Bill Blass out of New York. And the singers that you heard tonight was Latrice Lawrence. She's actually an expired songwriter trying to come out. Again, I want to say thank you for calling, and you guys have a great night.